Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and right now it's time for our local interview. And I have a couple of folks in here from the Sitka Cancer Survivors Society, Carolyn Fredrickson and Shannon Callahan. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And it's an exciting and busy week for the Sitka Cancer Survivors Society, right? You have an event coming up that you're here to talk about.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to get to that in just a minute. But I think for listeners who may not know about the Cancer Survivors Society, I think it's important to talk about the work you do and kind of give people an introduction to the organization. So, Carolyn, if you could get us started, how long has the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society been around?
We established in the year 2000. I was a cancer survivor and had called some ladies in town I know that had gone through cancer and was doing well, and just said to them, I would love to have something positive. What can we do? Do we need some benches? How can we spread the word that cancer is not necessarily a death? We can survive it and give positive, information and help to others dealing with it in town. Mm-hmm. And Candy Barger said sure, so she joined. Bonnie Richards, Becky Johnson, who has since moved away, Sandy Jones, and Deborah Lyons. So we just got together and started talking about what we would want to do. But we were able to establish two benches that were on the seawalk now. They have since been replaced or gone somewhere, but we, have started that. Then Becky Johnson saw some property up by Mueller Field. Sean McLeod was clearing it out, and we went and looked at it and said, hey, we can do this. And so that started our Path of Hope dream, our idea about it, and we went from there.
And the Path of Hope, it's such a hidden gem, I think. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what the Path of Hope is? It's sort of tucked away, but really a unique space.
It is a unique space, for sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, and a lot of people not sure where it is. So it is sort of hidden off behind Mueller Field. We do have the white archway down below on the football, track there. You can see that, but you need to just keep going left and then right. Tucked in is the Path of Hope, our inspirational park. We commissioned Steve Lowry to do the sculptures, and he is the one that created the Path of the Flame of Hope.
Uh-huh.
And it's lit 24/7.
Right.
Which is so cool. Yes. So it's lit up at night for the skaters when they're skating on Swan Lake. And then he created all the bench, all the pages. So the idea of it, when you come in, there's a huge book, and it says about our mission, which I would like to share now.
Of course.
And it is to honor, educate, comfort, and inspire individuals and families who are affected by cancer here in Sitka. The book, the idea of it, that the pages have flipped off through the park. So as you walk through it, there's these inspirational pages that you can read. They're great. They're beautiful.
And Shannon, one of your roles in the organization is to care for the park. Can you talk a little bit about that work and why it's important?
Well, it's myself and Gail Roderick, and we get our husbands to help too. And we walk through it and pick up garbage. A lot of people seem to eat food and drink alcohol and shove it down the hill there. So we just make sure that there's no dog poop on the trail, and just the keepers, just to make sure. We just got done having a cleanup party, and quite a few people showed up for that, and we did a lot of raking and trimming salmonberry bushes. And it looks really nice now. It's a beautiful park.
You also have a grant program. Can you talk a little bit about the grants that you provide for folks?
Absolutely. We had started the grant program some time ago. And with that, the first one on the initial diagnosis of cancer, a patient is able to get $1,000. It's annually. They can apply again the next year and the next 4 years. Up to 5 years is the grant, and that is $500. In cancer treatments, a lot of times you have to go every month or every 3 months, and we were thinking back in the day, 5 years, we normally had gotten pretty well good, clean bill of health by the time of the 5 years. Now, with all our new technologies, all the new things that have come out, it may be not necessarily be 5 years, which is great as well. But someone does have the right, you know, to have the grant for 5 years. To date, this year so far, we have given out five. And in the last several years, we had a larger amount. 1 year, I believe it was a total by December, was 34. And that's a lot of grants and a lot of people who are dealing with cancer. Some people do say to me, oh, you know, it's for someone else. And I just say, hey, we want to help you. And by that, you're blessing us for us to be able to give you a grant. And that's what we're all about. And that's why we established, you know, who we are.
And you've been doing that for the grant program, It sounds like, for almost two decades.
Yeah, we have.
And that's a tremendous amount of of money to put out into the community for cancer survivors. And that requires that program, I'm sure, plus maintaining the Path of Hope requires funds, which is why you're here today to talk about a fundraiser that's coming up at the end of this week. Can you tell me a little bit more about how folks can get involved and also get out on the water, it sounds like?
Well, we're having a cruise on Saturday the 6th from 1 to 4, and it's sponsored. Alla Marine is sponsoring. Well, we're having the cruise, but they generously donated this for us. And the tickets are $80 per person, and you get a complimentary raffle ticket, which is worth $10. So they're selling them at Old Harbor Books. They like to have cash or check, no credit cards. And we're going to have a great day. We're going to have some fruit and meat plates and water, coffee, tea. You can bring your own beverage if you want. And we're just looking forward to having a great day on the water. And that's a busy weekend because I believe
Porch Fest is happening.
So when you're downtown, plan on 1 o'clock, go for a cruise there for 3 hours with us.
A little music at Porch Fest, a little lunch, go out on the cruise, have some snacks, some refreshments. Right. So the cruise coming up, and then the raffle won't happen until your sort of big annual fundraiser that's coming up in October. It sounds like you have a busy year planned then.
Oh, we do. Oh, absolutely. this year, we usually always have a celebration of our cancer survivors in June because it is our cancer survivor month. Mm-hmm. And but this year, because of the cruise, we decided we're going to celebrate July 25th. It's a Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Path of Hope Park. We always have a treasure hunt, great treasures, great prizes. And we give flowers to all the survivors who come. And Sick Emblem Club provide the cookies, the refreshment. It's a fun time every year. And I believe every year the treasures get a little bit harder to find, but it's for all ages. We have a blast. It's so much fun. This year we are having two people from the Juno Connection, Sick Cancer Connection in Juno, coming over as guests. I want to walk them through the park because I know in my heart we're the only one in the entire state that have this beautiful park, and I want to show it off to them, and just for them to meet our board members as well. But we do coordinate with them and partnership with them. They have a hotel down south that people can use through them. They also offer help with airfare as well. So they're wonderful for us to be connected with them, and they're also all of Southeast where we're just Sika focused.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
We have a new website also, and you can give donations on this website. You can see what we're doing, what's happening with our fundraisers, and yeah, it's a great website. So
that's
if you could read it off, that would be wonderful.
Of course, that's www.SitkaCancerSurvivorsSociety.org. Thank you both again so much for joining me and talking about the work that you do in Sitka, and have a great time on the cruise on Saturday.
Thank you.
I hope come on and get on there with us. And thank you, Raven Radio, for this interview. We appreciate you and all of the publicity you give us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.